along with that is the question of baptizing people for whatever reason you might like. When the New Testament teaches that baptism is, Acts 2:38, for the remission of your sins, does that not exclude, let us say, being baptized because you were already saved? Which is the argument many make. Oh, but you're already saved. And so the arguments just pile one upon another. But the fact of the matter is, the Bible says we're baptized for the remission of our sins. Acts 22:16, arise, be baptized, and wash away thy sins. 1 Peter 3:21, the like figure, whereunto even baptism doth also now save us. Now, wait a minute, if baptism saves you, that is to say, not the baptism itself, but the fact that baptism is a part of that plan that God gave, and you're obeying God's plan, then how can one argue something else? And yet we will, from time to time, even hear some members of the church in recent years talking about baptizing babies in ceremonies to initiate or commend their lives to divine service. Where is this coming from? I'll tell you where it's coming from. A misunderstanding, a failure to appreciate what presumptuous sin is in the first place. The Bible is silent about such things, though. The point is made by them, well, God doesn't tell us we can't do that. Well, in the long years ago, when people first started such practices, that is the very way that they justified all such practices. Elements on the Lord's table. The scripture tells us in every single account, you take, for example, were you to turn to Matthew chapter 26, in verses 26 to 28, you would find that Jesus took bread. Well, logically speaking, the bread had to be unleavened bread. After all, it was the days of unleavened bread. So logic would dictate that on the Lord's table, every first day of the week, when we observe the Lord's Supper, then we should break the bread, namely unleavened bread. Logically. And then the scripture also tells us that Jesus handed to the disciples a cup, and that cup contained what he called the fruit of the vine. The vine, of course, was the grapevine, indigenous to Palestine, and so much a part of the system of life in the so-called Holy Land throughout its history. So there is no question about what was upon the Lord's table. And yet, a few years ago, I remember a church that was stating that what they were going to do is downstairs they were going to have children's church. And upstairs we'll eat the Lord's Supper like normal, but down there we will have cookies and milk instead. And so we're seeing this sort of thing in a brotherhood that once knew better and certainly ought to know better even today. What are such folk thinking? I will suggest to you that they have bought in to the sectarian notion that whatever goes is fine. That whatever you want to do, the question of God's silence matters not at all. But I will tell you, such thinking got people into a lot of trouble. As they sometimes say, a whole heap of trouble in the past. And it might get us into a whole heap of trouble with our God in our day. Church-sponsored recreation and entertainment. Many years ago, my family left a congregation that became extensively involved in this very matter. I went to a church that you would describe today as very liberal as I was growing up. It was a big church, about 600 members. I was a member of the ball team, and I'm going to talk to you about ball teams in just a moment here. because a lot of churches have those. But I was a member of more than one of the ball teams that the churches had in those days. But I will tell you that the churches that I originally came from, that is the rural churches of West Tennessee, had no such thing, never even dreamed of such a thing. But the church-sponsored recreation and entertainment started, and a lot of churches went head over heels into it. The Bible tells us the local church is authorized to preach the gospel to the lost, to edify the saved, and to help its own when they are in need. There are 100 passages in the New Testament that fit into the fact that that is what the New Testament teaches. In fact, I've never heard anyone say, when I make that point, I've never heard anyone say, oh, that isn't so, that isn't so. Not a person. No one. They agree that the New Testament does have that. You know where we disagree is when they say, that's all you can do. When you say that's all you can do, because that's what the Lord authorized the church to do. And when you get into his silence where God, and they'll say, oh, God didn't say that we can't have a big party in the church building. God didn't say that we couldn't eat and drink down in the basement and have big parties and meals and all that sort of thing. But in fact, the question of whether the church can have big meals and parties and whether it can have a ball team and so forth is prohibited by the silence of the scriptures. And I would go on to say to you that it is just as wrong